What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can always follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We are here thanks to BetMGM. And as always, we are here off of bettingpros.com. All right, so last night we got ourselves a pretty flat night. So we got the winner with the KC Chiefs. So my top two picks for the NFL were the Chiefs, -3.5, went off at 5.5, 6, but Chiefs -3.5. And the Steelers at -3.5. Steelers won in a laugher. Wasn't a laugher for the KC Chiefs, but it was a good win. It was a nice win for the Chiefs last night. Look, Josh Allen is Josh Allen. You guys have been listening and watching this podcast for a while now. You know what I think about Josh Allen. They're 4-2, and they're playing like how I thought that they would play. And Josh Allen can't hit the broadside of a barn. He's way too inconsistent. And, well, he played football at Wyoming, right? So it got to be cold weather, wet footballs. Like, that can't be the excuse that Josh Allen's going to use, right? As to why he didn't play well, why he didn't perform well on Monday Night Football. But the running game got going for the Chiefs. And that's actually good news for them going forward here into the wintertime months, that they can run the football. So crap weather, it's not just, you know, a throw-at-all-cost football team now. They can run the ball. So that was a nice win for the KC Chiefs. And then we had the over with the Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys, and it almost got there at the end, but the Cowboys' offense was pathetic. Andy Dalton, way worse. I was wrong. I didn't think it was going to be a massive drop-off like that. I thought there was going to be, you know, a slight drop-off from Dak Prescott to Andy Dalton. It was a cliff, and yikes. Turnovers galore, 4 turnovers, and then Kyler Murray got home for us with our prop at +130. I got it at +130 last night, and then I bet it again at +160. So I got it on both sides. I got it twice. So 0.25 units for me on the podcast, but also 0.25 units again during the day. And so I wound up, you know, basically up a little bit. Me, the podcast for us, we were flat. The Josh Allen 0.25 unit prop did not come close to hitting with over 290 yards passing. Even our leans, where I leaned on Elliott over 89.5 yards rushing, came nowhere close to getting it, but I told you that I thought Singletary wasn't going to run very much for the Buffalo Bills. He did not come close to getting over his prop either. So we wound up 1-1 on every game and every side. So sides and picks, 1-1 for the full unit, 1-1 for our props, 1-1 on our leans, but the +130 on the Kyler Murray touchdown run got us over the juice. So pretty much an exactly flat night for us last night. So it's an easy, light day for us here on the Daily Juice. Not a lot going on tonight besides the World Series. I do have two plays, half a unit each, on the World Series. We obviously have both sides of the World Series going, like you guys know. Dodgers +330 that we bet back in July, and last night we bet at +180 the Rays to win the World Series. So we're in the black already, so these are going to be some fun games, some fun bets for us. So I'm not going to overly commit myself with these games, but, you know, we'll see how the series goes. And, you know, I have two plays that I want to talk about here. For me, they were half unit plays, but they may be more for you, but that's where I'm going to go with a couple of plays here today. But since it is a light day, we're going to bring on an interview. Later here, after I give you the picks and the plays, we're going to hear from Brian Bennett. He is the CFO of Betfred. Now, Betfred is a company over in England that is a monster. I mean, they are dominant overseas. And Fred Doan and his brother started this sports book about 50 years ago. And they have become just this huge, huge operation. So they've come to America. They opened up their first sports book in America in 2019 in the state of Iowa. They have since opened up in Colorado, and they're getting ready to open up an office or a book here in Las Vegas when the Virgin Hotel with Mohegan Sun takes over from the Hard Rock. That will open up at some point later on in 2020, 2021, sometime in the next year. That property will open, and Betfred will have their first Las Vegas sports book. But there's a line that is said that I, you know, people like to talk about it a lot, about Conor McGregor saying, "We didn't come here to, you know, just play. We came here to take over." Something along those lines. I'm butchering the line, but you know what I'm talking about. And that's what Betfred's coming in to do. They're not just going to come in quietly. They've got amazing, amazing backing, technology, and marketing know-how. They know what they're doing. In the first couple of months of operating in the United States, they did a deal with the Denver Broncos. they're going to do deals like that like crazy. So Brian Bennett sat down with me for about a 20-minute interview about where Betfred is. If you're in Colorado or Iowa, listen up, because we talk about the app and what they've done in those two states, but where they're going and the U.S. betting market as a whole as to what Betfred's going to try to accomplish here in America. So hang on for that. We're going to get to that coming up here in just 1 second after I give you the picks here for the Tuesday edition of the Daily Juice. But first, there's a big offer from BetMGM that we always like to talk about each and every week, each and every day here on the Daily Juice. This offer now comes in for the World Series. It's going to be good for the next couple of days. New users at BetMGM, you're going to bet $1 on either team to win on the money line, Rays or Dodgers. If either team hits a home run, which is going to happen during that game, you will win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. It's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia. So you bet $1 by using the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account. The promo code JUICE100, $1 on the money line for Dodgers or Rays. If either team goes yard, you win $100 in free bets thanks to BetMGM. New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, and West Virginia. For terms and conditions, you go to betmgm.com. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Nevada, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's talk about Game 1 of the World Series here. And this is Tyler Glasnow up against Clayton Kershaw. I'm a big Clayton Kershaw fan. You guys have heard on the podcast. You know how I feel about Kershaw. Kershaw is just not good, okay? Let's go back to the 2018 World Series. Clayton Kershaw starting against the Boston Red Sox. Clayton Kershaw in Game 1, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. Okay? 5 earned runs. He did not get out of the 4th inning, out of the 5th inning, or into the 5th inning for the Dodgers. They lost Game 1 to the Boston Red Sox. The Rays are alive here, okay? This is a live baseball team, and Kershaw has not been good in the World Series. He's not been good in the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw has not been good. I want a ring for Kershaw. I am pulling so hard for the Dodgers to win this because I want it for him. I told you, I interviewed him 5 years ago, and he couldn't have been nicer. Sat and talked to him for hours and hours, about an hour, about baseball. And he couldn't have been a nicer dude, and I think that his career is always going to be with its black cloud over it unless he wins a World Series. He's got to win a ring. This is a really good chance. But he's playing a really good baseball team that loves to hit home runs. And the Rays have been scoring an unusual amount of their runs on home runs. And in this ballpark in Arlington, that's not that great. I mean, but the balls have been flying out of this big ballpark. Again, we talked about the balls being juiced, right? About the, maybe the balls are a little bit doctored because the home run ball is flying for both, you know, in the American League Championship Series and in the National League Championship Series. But this start is monstrous for him. I'm just very concerned about Clayton Kershaw going up against this lineup who is swinging for the fences at every chance they can get. The other issue is Tyler Glasnow going for this Tampa Bay Rays team against the Dodgers, who in the regular season, the Dodgers were only behind the Yankees in terms of home runs. And, you know, if you look at how this team, you know, what they've been able to accomplish home run wise, this lineup is just stacked for the Dodgers. I mean, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark with anybody in any ballpark, and you've seen just moonshots. So, sorry, he's only behind the Braves, not the Yankees, excuse me, the Braves. So, the Dodgers, 118 home runs by the Dodgers this year in the regular season. And, oh no, they were number one. Sorry, I'm getting my numbers right. Right. Dodgers were number one in all of baseball with 118 home runs, 103 for the Dodgers, so just for the Braves, just above the Braves for home runs. Tyler Glasnow, in his starts so far here in the postseason this year, not great, okay? Against Toronto, he gave up 2 home runs in his start in the AL wildcard series. In the American League Divisional Series, he gave up 2 home runs against the Yankees. In his American League Championship Series start, he gave up 2 home runs. You see the trend here? He's giving up home runs, and he's going deep in games, but he's getting hit. So he's going up against a home run power lineup, and he's up against Kershaw on the other side, who has not been great. So here's the first bet. first five, Glasnow and Kershaw, over four runs. Over four runs at minus 105. Because I think these two teams, it's game one of the World Series, and you might go, well, Matt, they might not do this. They might not score. Okay, but I think by the time we get to the third or the fourth inning, I think both these guys are going to get hit. And I think both teams are going to score. I think it could be a 3-2 game. It could be easily a 3-3 game, something along those lines, where I don't trust either one of these starters against these lineups early in the game. So I think there'll be home runs being hit. It's just a question about how many guys are on base for this. So four, the game total is 7.5, which seems very, very low. But first five, we're going over four runs for game one at a half a unit. The other half a unit, I'm going to put on the Rays at plus money here. Now, the number is going to fluctuate. You can go to bettingpros.com and you can look at the overall consensus odds as to where we are right now at the time of taping. It's about plus 155 here for the Rays to win game one. It may go up, it may go down. I got it at plus 155 for the Rays to win. I just think when it comes to this bullpen game that we might get into, if both starters don't pitch well, the Rays bullpen is rested and the Rays bullpen is really good. The Dodgers are coming off that really emotional, you know, huge. It's like, I get that the Rays went to a game seven, but they've had a chance to rest. They've had extra time. This is a huge game, obviously game one, but coming off of the 3-1 deficit, the come from behind, using everybody, the stress of that, I just think the Rays are more rested and more ready here in game number one for the World Series. And if Glasnow gets, you know, if he goes six innings, gets up three runs, you hand the ball off to the bullpen, which is rested, and I think that Rays bullpen is a huge advantage over the Dodgers, who do strike out quite a bit, and, well, their bats have been somewhat inconsistent. They got hot late in that series, in the championship series, and were able to come back against the Braves. But let's see how they do against an American League team like the Rays with their pitching arm. So defensively, the Rays are phenomenal. Pitching-wise, the Rays are phenomenal. The one thing the Rays have a problem with is that they don't score runs, really. They're not driving runs in. They're batting less than 175 with runs in scoring position in the playoffs. They're hitting home runs like crazy. That's how they're scoring all of their runs. Kershaw gives up home runs, and he's a lefty, so it's a little bit of a problem. I'm concerned for sure here about what we see from Clayton Kershaw. I want him to pitch well. I hope he pitches well. I'm not saying just because he pitched poorly in the game against the Red Sox in 2018, that means he's going to come out here and pitch poorly in 2020, but the record's there for Kershaw, and we kind of know where he is here, and it's a right-handed power bat lineup for the most part for the Rays. I'm going over four runs in the first five for a half a unit, and we're going Rays on the money line to win game one of the World Series for a half a unit for our two plays here for a Tuesday edition of the Daily Juice podcast. So you can get this every morning, every single day. The Daily Juice drops where you get your podcasts, off bettingpros.com as well. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow. We're so close to the 1,000 subs on YouTube. We are just so close to getting to that. So help us that. Hit subscribe on the YouTube channel for Betting Pros to get to 1,000 before the end of October. We got that bet going with Dan Harris. Hopefully we can get that right. So we're 30 shy. So help us out. If you haven't done that, please get us to 1,000. That'd be really cool if we can do that before we come back on for next Sunday for week 7 of the NFL for our live stream. But now, a conversation with Brian Bennett. He is the CFO of Betfred, and he sat down with me earlier today to talk about everything happening in the sports gambling world. All right, really psyched to be joined here by Brian Bennett. Brian Bennett here in Las Vegas is the Chief Operating Officer of Betfred USA. Betfred came into the United States back in 2019. They are now available in Iowa and Colorado and soon to be available in Las Vegas. And Brian Bennett joining us here on the Daily Juice podcast. Brian, Matt Peralta, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, so tell for the people who might not know much about Betfred, I had to go look up Peter Doan and the history of your company overseas, but you know, you guys have been here in the States for a couple of years now. Give us a quick bio as to what Betfred has been over the last, 40 years, 50 years overseas and now here in America.
Yeah, 50 years. So, you know, the first thing I think to know about Betfred is we are actually owned by a guy named Fred. So we're owned by Fred Doan and his brother Peter. They started the company in 1967, based out of Warrington, UK. It's in between Manchester and Liverpool. Started with one betting shop in Manchester. You know, fast forward to today, and Betfred has over 1,500 shops, betting shops in Manchester or in the UK. Robust online business, and then branched out to Spain in 2019, and then set up an office here in Vegas same year, just a little over a year ago, to do business in the United States. You know, once the PASPA was repealed a couple of years ago, it kind of opened up the door for a lot of European and UK based companies to who have been doing online sports betting and retail sports betting for, you know, dozens of years. It opened up the opportunity for them to finally, you know, attack the U.S. and Betfred was no different.
The first state you guys went into was Iowa, correct?
Correct. We opened our retail sports book in Grand Falls Casino in Larchwood, Iowa. Tried to right up there in the top northwest corner near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We opened just before the Super Bowl, maybe 4 or 5 days before the Super Bowl. Things were going great. We were about to launch online in Iowa for March Madness, and then COVID happened. So we kind of put some things on pause, and we actually launched online in Iowa this summer.
Great. And then the second state was Colorado, and I believe you guys now have a partnership with the Denver Broncos, correct?
That's right. So we opened we took the opportunity during COVID to really fast forward our construction process there at Saratoga Casino in Blackhawk. And we opened that book in June of this year, launched online September 1st. And yeah, we signed it. We announced the deal with Denver Broncos in June as well. Really, you know, for us, you know, to really, you know, kind of help cut through the clutter. You know, there's a lot of competition in Colorado. It's going to be an intensely competitive state. Most people in the U.S. don't know who Betfred is. So we knew we needed to do something to kind of build that street cred. And in Colorado, it doesn't get any bigger than the Denver Broncos. So we really set our sights there. We're able to reach an agreement and couldn't be happier with how that partnership has turned out.
So I want to start there, Brian, in terms of getting the name out there and to expose yourself in a competitive marketplace like sports gambling right now, where you have, you know, companies who have been operating here in Nevada clearly for years, but also companies who've been operating in the daily fantasy space who are then coming into the sports gambling space and taking their robust client list and flipping them over. How does Betfred, what's the strategy to get the name out there, to get the people who are interested in sports gambling to know about what you guys offer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. It's going to be, it is going to be intensely competitive, and it's going to be, quite frankly, it's going to be very expensive. So for instance, in Colorado, there are currently, I think, 13 or 15 online books currently doing business. That's going to increase. There are 30 licensees that have been approved for licensing. So yeah, so for us, it was really, you know, making sure we can do a deal to introduce Betfred to sports fans of that state. And immediately establish that name recognition. We knew that was absolutely imperative. And we're going to do that in every state we go into. It's something we're very comfortable doing in the UK as well at one time. So Betfred's the lead sponsor of the National Rugby League, the Scottish Premier League, used to be the title sponsor for Manchester United. We sponsored Spanish soccer clubs, billiard events, golf events, horse racing. So it's something that Betfred is very used to, and it's something that's worked well for us in the UK, and we're going to try to apply that same formula here in the US. And then I think once that name recognition gets out, for us, it's about providing the best value to the bettor. You know, you're never going to see, you know, you're not going to see Betfred, you know, really gouge bettors on pricing. So you're not going to see these crazy, you know, there's some online bookmakers out there who really take every opportunity to suck every little bit of value they can from the bettor. And no, we think people see right through that, and that's not how we do business. Fred is still the CEO of our company in the UK. He still manages the company on a day-to-day basis, and his whole mantra is provide the best value to punters, as they're called in the UK, but to the sports bettor. You know, make sure you're giving them a good product, you're giving them good value, good bonuses. He used to be called the bonus king in the UK. And just make sure they have a good experience overall, and they'll come back. You know, if you gouge them and if you try to, you know, really squeeze them on pricing, there's too much competition in here in the U.S. They'll find somewhere else to go, and that's not in our business model.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a selfish question here because I live in Vegas, and okay. So a lot of the audience is on the East Coast. They're in New Jersey. They're in Indiana. They're in Colorado. They're in Iowa. They're in markets that are watching every new company come over. You mentioned Betfred's been known as the bonus king. Well, here in Vegas, we might be the anti-bonus people because you never see it anywhere. When you guys do launch here in Vegas, will you change the marketplace? Because I'm waiting for someone to come in and be highly aggressive because it's available and no one's taking the runway right now.
Yeah, you know, here no one has to, right? You got a couple of companies here that, you know, kind of own the space. There is really, for the most part, no competition. There's really three big names that really do business here. When we open our doors here in Las Vegas, whenever that might be, we still have some licensing things to work through. We'll work through them, but timing, it's hard to predict the Nevada Gaming Control Board.
Oh yeah.
when we come in here, we're going to be aggressive. We'll sign sponsorship deals and we'll bring that bonusing strategy to Nevada because we have to. We have a lot of making up to do and we're going to try to do it as fast as we can.
What about pricing in terms of what you're going to make available? So if you look at some of the other European offerings that have come into America, they've been very aggressive with having multiple opportunities to bet. Prop bets have been a big part of it. Having, you know, on one game, like say a Monday night game tonight, you will see so many more things available in New Jersey and Indiana than what we have here in Las Vegas. I'm assuming you guys do that overseas in the UK. You're very aggressive with offerings. Will you kind of copy that model and bring it to Nevada and other states?
Absolutely. On behalf of the bookmaker, that's where all the value is. It's where all the margin is. On behalf of the customer and the bettor, that's what they want to wager on. They don't want to make a wager at, 9:30 on a Sunday morning and sit around till 12:30 to see if they won, right? Do you want to experience that sort of engagement throughout the game or the match? In the UK, 80% of the business is online and 80% of that online business is in play. So there's no reason why that same model can't work in the US. And that's what I think a lot of the European and UK based bookmakers kind of bring to the party. It's something they're used to and trying to apply that same model here.
You mentioned Colorado is going to be very competitive and very expensive. I've looked at that market as sort of, you know, an opportunity to look at. Like Iowa's handle was it shocked some people. I used to live there, so it didn't shock me that their handle came out and was really aggressive. Colorado having so many offerings, are there other states you guys have looked at and said, you know, eventually one day we want to be operating in that state? I mean, do you see New Jersey as a place you want to operate in, or is it too competitive already there?
Yeah, New Jersey. I mean, I would never say never, but New Jersey, you know, that's intensely competitive there. I mean, I know what the cost of acquisition is in New Jersey, and it's, for me, it's not something as a new entrant into the market that we would want to sign up for. There's too much other opportunity out there.
Yeah.
But other than New Jersey, you know, we want to turn a close eye to every other market that we can enter into. We're, you know, and unfortunately I can't talk about it yet, but we have a deep pipeline of probably a dozen or more states that we're in various stages of negotiations with. And we want to be aggressive. Like where we sit today, we have two retail books and two online books. We're launching in Pennsylvania in November, online and retail. And then Nevada, hopefully at some point over the first, quarter or two in 2021. And then as I sit here today, I think we'll be in another four to five states by October of next year. So We're going to be aggressive, and we have a lot of partnerships we're talking through, and we're going to look at every state where we can get into.
Do you guys, and this is just a question because I know you're tied with a lot of tribal gaming operations around in Iowa, in Colorado, in Nevada. Obviously, you're coming in here with Mohegan Sun for Virgin. Is that part of the business model, or is it just kind of work its way that way, where each state you're doing partnerships with tribal gaming companies?
I think we, for every state we treat very differently, and we look at, we try to obviously build a wish list of, hey, if we're going to go into this state, who are the partners we could hand pick it, who would it be? And then we kind of attack it that way from a business development perspective. It just, so happens actually are the Iowa and Colorado are both commercial partners. So it's Elite Gaming in Iowa and it's Saratoga Gaming in Colorado. Pennsylvania, the deal is actually with Wind Creek Bethlehem, which is owned by a tribe out of Alabama, the Porch Creek Indians in Alabama. But it's a commercial property that a tribe just happens to own. And then of course Mohegan, everyone's aware of Mohegan Sun. So I think there are certain states where tribes are bigger than others. We absolutely want to do our best in tribal gaming. We have a staff here at Betfred here in the U.S. that has a long history of working in tribal markets, myself included. I worked for a slot company called AGS, where the vast majority of our business is in tribal markets. So I'm very used to doing business with tribes. It is a very different experience. It's a very different way of doing business. And there are some European providers and even some American, some of the DFS companies who will find, you know, working in tribal markets just to be different, you know, not better, not worse, but, but definitely different. And if you don't know how to navigate tribal gaming markets, you're going to, it's going to be a tough sledding. You know, we made sure we built a staff that had a long history of tribal gaming business. And we think that's going to play to our advantages.
And it could help you dramatically if California ever went legal, because it feels like that's
what it's all building to, right? I mean, if you could guarantee me California and Texas over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, we'd all be in good shape. So, yeah, I mean, I think California, you know, it depends who you talk to, right? I mean, obviously wildfires and COVID have stretched every nature of local and state budgets in California this year. I've just hearing through the grapevine that California might be taking a harder look at 2021 again of trying to do something. I think tribes are motivated, the state's motivated. Obviously that's the great white whale, right? Is California to legalize. And I think it would be retail only. I don't, to go from no sports betting to online sports betting, I think might be a little tough of a jump right off the bat. So I think, you know, starting California with retail and then moving into online at some point over the coming years would be fantastic. And of course, we're having all sorts of conversations with California tribes. I'm sure everybody in my business spends a lot of time talking to the California tribes at the moment, because that's going to be a massive opportunity.
When you see the numbers coming out of New Jersey in terms of what the mobile gaming is, and we understand that New York City and in Philadelphia obviously heavily impact the overall handle in New Jersey, but because people are coming over them over their bridges and, you know, taking the PATH train from New York to Hoboken and coming up on their phone and then going back. So a lot of the bets are being made very quickly in the state, much like it was before Illinois went legal. They would end up going to Gary, Indiana, and you could like track and see all the people pulling over in the rest of the areas in Gary, Indiana, and making their bets and then going back across the border. But how does Betfred see the mobile market and the potential for mobile sports gambling in America?
I mean, as long as, you know, it's a tough question to answer, because you have such fragmented state regulatory bodies. If every state would pass New Jersey and Colorado, because Colorado basically built their regulations off New Jersey, that's the reason it's so competitive, because it's such a great state to do business in. If every state would do what Colorado, New Jersey did, then in no time it would be, you know, 80%, 85% an online market. But I think, you know, the great thing about New Jersey is I think they've shown that, obviously this is all pre-COVID, but, you know, high tide raises all boats. So I think there are a lot of people saying that, oh, online is going to hurt, you know, online casino and sports betting is going to hurt AC. And it didn't. If you look at Atlantic City's business is up as well during that timeline. So I think it's a little bit short-sighted for a state to go in and pass either retail only legislation. I will be happy to still do business in those states, but the states that are passing retail only legislation and then high tax rate, you know, high friction online businesses like in-person registration, which is where we sit. I think I should say it's very short-sighted, and it doesn't have to be that way. Like the online business can work in concert with the retail business, and everybody can benefit if it's just done right.
Do you believe that by the time you guys open up the Virgin property and you have the Betfred Sportsbook inside of it, that we will get rid of the in-person registration requirement in Nevada? Because there's some talk about COVID changing that here in Nevada.
Yeah, I've only heard rumors. I haven't heard anything directly from anybody that I know, you know, with the commission or the Gaming Control Board. I think it would be great. I think it would be better for consumers, and it would be better for businesses. I think everybody wins if that happens, including the state, to be honest with you, because I think the lower friction will increase the amount of handle. So I hope so.
Where you guys are located too, right? I mean, being off strip, it would help you guys to be able to market to on strip and to get people to download in their hotel rooms, to be able to just download your app and bet with you guys, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a free market. I mean, it actually creates a free market, and you want to know to your previous point about what's going to bring bonusing to Nevada, that would bring bonusing to Nevada, because now it's a, it's a highly competitive market, and you can, you know, if they may the best man win, it's not just about wherever your retail locations are. You actually have to compete on the online side. So I think it would be great for everyone, except for maybe two entrenched providers that are already here. They might not want it. But anyone else, including me, Betfred, we're going to be in Nevada. Obviously I've heard DraftKings, PointsBet, FanDuel, all those guys are looking at Nevada. So everyone's going to want it. Hopefully at some point, but nothing in Nevada gaming happens very quickly. So I'd be shocked if it happened this year or even next year. It's just nothing happens that fast here.
What are your plans? I mean, I haven't looked this up, so I apologize, but will there be a sports book, a physical sports book location at the Virgin Casino?
Yeah. So I'm sure you're familiar with the old Hard Rock.
Yep.
So they have completely gutted that gaming floor. It is down to the studs. And now where that old book used to be is now they've moved the new sports book is going to be back where there used to be a diner, Mr. Yep. Lucky's, I think.
Yep.
So now that our sports book is going to be back kind of where Mr. Lucky's used to be.
Nice.
So yeah, we'll have a physical sports book there. It, you know, it's not a huge gaming floor, so there's not room for like a, you know, big super book style sports book. So it's a, you know, it's not a huge space, but it's going to be fantastic. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And then, you know, we have other big plans for Nevada. We're not stopping at one. It's too expensive to do business here. The licensing process in and of itself is it's onerous, takes a lot of time. It's not cheap. Mm. So we would never come in here to Nevada. Our headquarters is here. We would never have set up everything in Las Vegas to do one book. So there will be other books that we'll be competing for.
Do you guys feel like your expertise, your experience in this space could set you apart from the other new operators who may be looking at this market?
I like to think so. I mean, I'm sure everyone thinks they have their competitive advantages and their core competencies. I mean, we've been doing bookmaking for, you know, 50 years now. Mm. Nobody necessarily on our team, but, you know, we have that Betfred DNA of the Betfred way of booking bets, not only in sports, but in race. I think what a lot of people don't realize is in the UK, Betfred is almost synonymous with horse racing. It's Fred's passion. He's always been a big horse racing fan. We sponsor some horse racing. We used to own the tote in the UK. So horse racing is in our blood, and we would like to be, you know, kind of bring that over to the US as well, specifically in Vegas to start, because race books are kind of necessary here. But as we can get out into the other parts of the country, we'd love to bring racing to other parts of the US.
All right, Brian, before we wrap here, is there something that we didn't touch on that you want the U.S. customer, the U.S. consumer to know about Betfred and what's coming down the pike for you guys?
No, just that we want to be a consumer friendly, better friendly company. I mean, we want to provide the best experience to our bettors. And we believe that our bookmaking will allow us to be profitable where, you know, we don't have to, you know, do funny things with prices. You know, as a result, you can constantly see us in Colorado doing various boosts. Mm. We want to give someone the reason to try Betfred. We know they don't need a reason to try FanDuel or DraftKings or any of those guys that they've been hearing about for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. You know, they probably need a reason to try Betfred. And we're trying to do that with aggressive bonusing and, you know, these daily price boosts that give you a lot more value on your bet. So we hope people give us a shot. You know, we think we do what we do really well. We treat customers right. And we're going to be here for a while. We've been doing it for a long time.
So if you're in Colorado, you can download the app right now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Android and iOS. You can also bet on your desktop. All three is fine. Or you can drive up to Blackhawk. Beautiful. You know, beautiful this time of year. Drive up to Blackhawk, make a wager at our book up there. It's a really nice little book.
And Iowa mobile comes soon, right?
Mobile's there now, but you know, in Iowa is just like Nevada. It's
In person, right. And for another another year for Iowa, and then that goes away, right? After a year?
Another 9 or 10 weeks. So January 1st, 2021 is open mobile registration. So we're all anxiously looking forward to that.
Boy, congrats, Iowa. How about that? Iowa's beating Nevada. Iowa beat Nevada. Well,
it raises the question why they ever did the year and a half process anyway, but you know what? I'm not going to complain too much. It's almost here. Let's get to it. And that's good. That is single-handedly going to change the handle of Iowa, it's going to go up dramatically on January 1st.
And your timing couldn't be better because Iowa, the Hawkeye basketball program, is going to be one of the best in the country this year. And you're going to, your handle for Iowa basketball in Iowa, the second that it goes mobile, it's going to be through the roof.
Yeah, so, you know, Iowa State's got a good program as well. And then we're close to Sioux Falls, so the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, I think, are also pretty good. So there's actually a huge tournament coming to Sioux Falls.
Multiple.
Soon, so, yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be it's a great time to be kind of pushing things there in Iowa.
Brian, thank you for the time. I really appreciate you coming on. Betfred.com. You guys can go and check out more information. Also, you guys can download in Iowa or in Colorado. Thank you for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, appreciate it, Matt. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for the long version of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're back each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice podcast presented by BetMGM off of bettingpros.com.